I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. 2 years ago, news broke about a scandal at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Phoenix. Congressional investigators found that the hospital was covering up the lengthy wait times that veterans face trying to see doctors. There's evidence that 40 veterans, maybe more, died while waiting for medical appointments. Congress took action, authorizing $10 billion for a new program aimed at speeding veterans' access to care. But a year into it, there's widespread recognition that Congress's fix isn't working.
Should have been approved. The VA can't do it in 7 months, 8 months. Something's wrong.
That's Bobby Wilson, one of dozens of Montana vets who complained loudly about the new program called Veterans Choice at a series of 28 meetings Senator John Tester held around the state this winter. Several vets complained about Choice at this meeting in Superior.
They got to send this crap to the goddamn Veterans Choice people in upstate New York, who are the absolute most useless pieces of crap I've run into.
The idea of Veterans Choice is simple. It's to make it faster and easier for vets to get medical care. They're supposed to be able to go straight to local doctors or clinics if they live more than 40 miles away from a VA clinic, or if they'd have to wait more than 6 weeks to get an appointment at a VA facility. But to get those local appointments, veterans have to go through a third party. It's a company called HealthNet, and there have been lots of complaints about HealthNet in Montana. At the meeting in Superior, Vietnam combat veteran Bobby Wilson described what it was like trying to get an appointment.
3 hours on the phone with her, not waiting, talking for 3 hours trying to get this thing set up for my new hearing aids.
And it's not just vets who are saying that this fix that's supposed to streamline their access to health care is failing them.
This program, as we've seen over the past year, is just too difficult to use, and not enough veterans are getting the access to care that they need.
That's the number two official at the Veterans Administration in Washington, D.C., Dr. David Shulkin. In an interview with NPR, Shulkin said that after the Phoenix scandal, Congress told the VA they had 90 days to set up the Choice program.
I think the reason why Congress asked us to do it in such a short time is because this was a national crisis. Veterans weren't getting care, the concern being that veterans were actually being harmed, being on wait lists. So there wasn't the time to give. And so everyone stepped up and put a program in place in really what would be a record unprecedented time.
Shulkin says the VA realized that it couldn't set up the Choice program on its own, so it asked private companies to bid on two contracts to administer it. And only two companies did. HealthNet got the contract for a big part of the country that includes Montana.
I appreciate the opportunity to testify on HealthNet's administration of the Veterans Choice Program.
Donna Hoffmeyer is HealthNet's vice president of VA services. She called the 90 days Congress gave the VA to set up the Choice Program an extremely aggressive implementation period. At a congressional field hearing in Georgia last August, Hoffmeyer said that led to, quote, bumps in the road, including
incorrect and sometimes conflicting information provided to veterans. These bumps have understandably caused a level of veteran frustration.
But Senator John Tester says 90 days was plenty of time to roll out the new program.
I think it is. Obviously, they weren't up to that task, and obviously those timelines cramped their style. But the bottom line is, if these folks knew what they're doing, 90 days is 3 months. And all they had to do is schedule appointments, develop partnerships with medical providers, and pay them on a timely basis. And they haven't done that.
Tester is extremely critical of HealthNet. He'd like to see Montana vets be able to skip dealing with the company and go through the VA instead to make medical appointments with private healthcare providers close to where they live. We've been trying to get an interview with HealthNet since the 1st of March. A company spokesman says it just completed a merger and their CEO is too busy to talk to the press. No other HealthNet officials are available for interviews. While Senator Tester has little sympathy for HealthNet and the VA's inability to roll out the Choice program in 3 months, in the next breath he acknowledges that Congress was actually asking a lot.
Should have Congress put down those kind of time frames to the VA? Probably wasn't the best thing to do, but keep in mind the times. We had a list of folks in Phoenix that claims were made that they died because they were on waiting lists too long and couldn't see the doctor in a timely manner. So we felt like we had to act, and we had to act in a prudent manner to really get to the heart of the problem. Now, did it happen the way we had intended in the end? No, but we'll get it fixed.
Some fixes have been implemented since Senator Tester sent his staff around Montana this winter to get feedback from veterans who've tried to use Choice. But the VA says the program still isn't working as intended. Veterans like Bobby Wilson from Superior are really, really frustrated.
If I knew half of what I knew now, back then when I was just a kid, I'd have never went in the military. I see how they treat their veterans when they come home.
Wilson says he's not going to give up trying to get the health care he was promised when he joined the military. He says he refuses to give in to the VA. This story was reported in part by Carrie Miller and Cole Grant, students at the University of Montana School of Journalism. I'm Eric Whitney.
This report was made possible in part by a grant from the Montana Healthcare Foundation.